Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Volkswagen or DoralVolkswagen.com. In mere minutes, Brady Tkachuk is going to be introduced as a Florida Panther.
You think he's going to have his mouthpiece in when they interview him? I'm ready to go to get to work.
I'm looking at Twitter right now. The Hockey Hornet himself, David Dwork, says Freebird just started playing on the speakers. I assume that means Brady is in the building. Wow. All right. Bill Zito's also speaking today, so that'll be interesting. But we should we got Vlad boots on the ground there. We should be getting some of that turned around for you guys today. We'll hear from our newest Florida Panthers. Crazy day. You mentioned this yesterday, but we have freaking star trade in our local hockey team and a monster star trade on the NBA side of things. This has been a crazy 48 hours down here in South Florida. Not to mention Messi, what he's doing. I know he's doing it for Argentina, but still.
What?
Dude. Come on. What were you looking at? No, it's all right.
It was actually nothing crazy.
You guys good?
Yeah, we're good.
I just need a moment, to be honest.
Why do you need a moment?
I literally was bringing up a point that you made yesterday. I set you up like a little alley-oop, and you just like literally just stared at your computer screen. You got to get off the Twitter during the segment.
Look what I'm looking at. I was reading up on Giannis.
What'd you read?
How people are talking about Riley and the Heat pulling off a blockbuster trade, and I'm like, all right, dude, that's what he does. And
so you read something boring?
It was at the end.
Okay.
My apologies.
Damien, save me.
Hi, gentlemen. Thanks for the show. Thanks for the entertainment. Long-time listener. First-time caller. I want to say to all the Heat haters out there, they're still suffering from the big three PTSD era. Let's go, Heat. I'm looking forward to a Christmas Day game. I want to say shut your damn mouth, Chris Broussard, on his stupid first thing show talking about Giannis is going to regret it. He's never going to win a championship here. And, you know, like I said, Tobin, let's see what happens, man. Just get some shooters. I know Luke Kennard is supposed to be a free agent this year, so that would be a good pickup for a three-point shooter. But I think this is the biggest, man, in this town with between the hockey team, now the Hurricanes, now the Heat. I'm excited about this, and let's go Heat. And Knicks, man, I know, just enjoy your one-hit wonder. I mean, yeah.
that's what it boils down to.
Yeah, I mean, you had a cakewalk. Yes, you did it, but, I mean, come on. Christmas came early for y'all this year. Let's go Heat.
Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you, Damien.
I don't, for the life of me, I cannot figure out why every time the Heat make a trade, everybody in the country thinks that, oh, this guy is coming for the retirement package. They said the same thing about Jimmy.
Well, this is the thing.
I don't get that.
This is the other thing that I find funny. Okay. First of all, Giannis gave his teams that he would have gone to. Okay. The Heat very clearly offered the best package for him. So, like, you guys were the entirety of this lead up. This is why it's disingenuous. The entirety of this lead up, all I heard from these patsies in the national media was how garbage the Heat's package was.
Mm-hmm.
It's no good. How do you not trade for Jaylen Brown? How do you not make this move? Because you guys wanted him to end up with Boston to go up with everybody's angel and Jason Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't free agency. Giannis had a list of teams reportedly that he was willing to sign with. We know Miami was a team that he's been interested in forever because he respects Bam Adebayo, and obviously this place is awesome. But what I find funny is, so the thing you're mad at Giannis for is the Bucks didn't want to trade for the 28th pick in this year's draft and another disgruntled star who wouldn't have wanted to have been there.
I think
nothing else.
Right. Here's the thing that, and we talked about this yesterday. is that if you think Jaylen Brown's a better player and in a better spot in his career right now, it's still a lateral move to get rid of Giannis and take Jaylen Brown, because the pieces that you have to put around him, you're not there yet. So the option that you have is either keep Giannis or go young and get picks. So to me, the Jaylen Brown, we had this conversation yesterday, the Jaylen Brown conversation never, I wouldn't even consider it. You might as well keep Giannis.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense that you're going to, our rebuild is going to come with another $60, $70 million guy with nothing around him.
Because the thing that was weird about the Bucks, and this hasn't been, look, credit to the Bucks for this. They had Giannis. They held on to him like grim death. They tried everything under the sun, including sticking their beak in the Miami Heat's business and stealing Damian Lillard.
It just didn't work. Right.
They've tried everything. They did it. They ran out of resources, and now it was time to recalibrate. And getting Jaylen Brown is not recalibrating because you have no other moves to make around him.
Correct.
So I just don't understand where people are like, oh, how could Giannis this be the place that he wants to go, because he doesn't want to go to Boston. It's like, well, one, it was a trade. It wasn't free agency. And two, all right, you guys have been sitting here telling me the entirety of this trade discussion, which has gone on for way too long,
right,
that the Miami Heat's package was garbage. And yet, all I've seen over the last 8 hours,
they gave up too much.
The Miami Heat have been gutted. They have been gutted. Gutted from what? Gutted from what? They lost to the Hornets in the play-in. The Hornets. Right. The last 3 years for the Heat. Gentlemen swept by the Celtics. Worst sweep in NBA history to the Cavs. Lose to the Hornets. Yes, by an illegal play by LaMelo Ball, taking out Bam Adebayo. But taken out by the Hornets nonetheless. That is not a roster you hang on to.
Right. If you look at all the options that, and you look at it from a realistic standpoint, the Heat had the only offer. Right? The Heat had the only thing that would allow Milwaukee to rebuild and get assets and get picks. Right? Like, there is no other option. Boston didn't have all that stuff. The only way they could get it was to either trade Jaylen Brown somewhere else and then accumulate picks, which would have taken a lot longer than they had to put their name in the hat. So when they put their name in the hat. So, like, I was never really, and I said this, I was never, like, that Boston thing means nothing. Like, it would, but then I said this, bad organizations make bad decisions all the time.
The only way it was a threat would have been, one, they would have just said, we don't care. We're going to play Jaylen Brown, and he's going to play for us. Disgruntled. Who cares? We've been there before. Or they had somebody else in fold
who
would have been
saying
a top five pick.
Right.
Like, if it would have gone to the Clippers or if it would have gone to the Hawks, something like that.
Right.
Then, okay, it would have made sense for them. But it just never felt like Shams came out and said, no, this is going to be a one-for-one. This is going to be one team making a trade with another. Then maybe it'll expand. But they have to decide today. And the Celtics, really, their deal was not that good.
Right.
When you're trading for a guy who doesn't want to be there on a team that has no real mechanisms to improve around him. Because you could say with the Heat, like, you could say, oh, this roster, the Heat still have levers to pull to get better.
You do one-for-ones at the trade deadline when you're trying to get over a hump.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do one-for-ones right before the draft with no draft picks involved, no assets, no nothing. It just seemed like somebody, to be honest with you, somebody threw that out there to get the Heat to throw in Yakachonis.
Perhaps.
Right? That's what it sounds like.
Perhaps.
And the problem is when you work out a deal too soon, and this is what – I think this is what hurt the Heat the last couple of trades they were talking about, is that when you talk about a trade too soon and you try to work something out too soon, it almost gives you a look of desperation. And then they take your desperation and bring it to another team, and you get outbid when Boston tried to swoop in at the end.
Yeah, and that was another thing that I thought was, you know, I know other people in the media, no shade, I just disagreed with this tactic, that they thought Giannis should have put more public pressure on the Bucks. I just didn't agree with that. I thought that that blew up in the Heat's face, Wile E. Coyote style with the Damian Lillard thing.
Oh, yeah.
They knew. They always knew. They had the connection with Bam's agent. They always knew that he wanted to be here. He's had respect for being here for multiple years, not just this year. That's the facts. And they didn't need that assurance. They knew it.
I like the way that the Heat were quiet about it.
Yeah.
I think the Heat didn't say
people
anything.
People kept talking about.
Giannis didn't say anything. The only conversations were between them and Milwaukee and Giannis and whatever. And they learned from the Damian Lillard thing is that, I mean, they were out there bumping their chest. Hey, he only wants to be here.
Yeah.
Like.
Weather. That's brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is coming. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com. 86 degrees.
Oh, my goodness. It's so hot.
Heat advisory until 6.
How is your hair not stuck to your face, Jennifer? It's so hot out there.
I'm indoors. That's why.
Wow. I mean.
Sheesh.
That's a point, I think. I don't know.
For being a smartass.
I
you
mean,
got that?
For sass.
What do you think?
Yeah, for sass.
I'm not outside.
Wow.
Well, I see some more people lining up to call. You guys can call us right now, 305-567-0560. Brady Tkachuk being introduced as a Panther as we speak. We'll get you some of those quotes. We should be getting some sound from that as well. It's all happening for us here today, baby. Tobin
this is, like,
and Leroy.
I got to tell you, in the last, say what you want about the Heat, but if you look at this city as a whole, and you could even go into Hurricanes football, right? The quarterbacks that they brought in, right, the last 3 years, what the Panthers have done, what, I mean, the Pinks.
No Pinks. Right?
And it almost seemed like the Heat got left behind.
Yeah, it did.
Right? So, I mean, you think 5 years, you think of what the Dolphins did, it didn't work, but. Like, they still brought in one of the best players in the NFL. I mean, like, it's crazy.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Started today. I apologize, got on my knees, and apologized to Pat Riley. I faced 601 Biscayne Boulevard, and I apologize for forsaking the Godfather. Mm-hmm. But can we just take a second here and thank Goran Dragic, huh?
For what?
For that podcast. When you can't resist that face. Come on. You can't resist that face. When he's just saying, brate. You're over 30. You need warm weather. I just love him. Hey, look. Now that Kalel is gone, the one thing is we can put number 7 in the rafters now, huh? That's Gogi's. Love it. Brady Tkachuk.
If it was up to you, they'd have 37 names up.
I would put triple digit numbers.
Yes, like numbers. Who's gonna wear numbers? There's no numbers to wear.
We'll just do
now playing center number 97.
Just start making like symbols and stuff.
And outside the stadium, the arena would be just like ancient Rome, just statues everywhere.
Who is this?
You know how many times he said, "Oh, he'll have a statue."
Who is like, that, Papa?
That is Nikola Jovic.
That guy led the concession stand for 5 years here in the Kaseya Center. It used to be American Airlines.
I'll be boots on the ground there later today because we are still having the draft party. I don't know what we're doing, but
was that your first call?
I was like, well, I was like, yeah, draft party. And then they're like, oh no, I saw.
You know why? Sponsors.
Sponsors. Yeah, yeah. But the Heat are just like, yeah, we're still doing a draft party. It's like, oh, okay. We are gonna have Keshawn Johnson on the show tonight. That'll be fun. It's his birthday.
Oh yeah,
it is his birthday.
Did you guys see the GIF that he tweeted, the retweeted when he you can remember he like when he won the slam dunk contest, he was dancing after every dunk because he's just that's him. He's just right. He's just a vibe. And then there's Giannis behind him. He's like yeah. He goes, I like this guy. Now they're teammates. Let's see, Steve in Melbourne. What's going on, Steve?
What's up, guys? First time listening, guys. You guys have a great show. Is this Leroy Hurd? From the Michigan Wolverines?
That's right.
Sure is.
Except Horde, but yes.
I'm a Canes fan, but did you play in the Jimmy Johnson, Bosa, 31-30, Carlos Huerta?
Yes, I did.
What a game that was.
Every time I see Steve Walsh, I shoot him the bird.
Much respect.
We laugh at each other. How about this? You want to know an interesting stat from that game. We were winning 30-17 with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to go. 30-14. And they scored two touchdowns and a field goal without using a timeout. So at the end of the game, after the comeback, they had all their timeouts. So
that was one of the best games of all time, I tell you.
Depends.
Well, you guys lost, but hey, but still, much respect. I remember watching that game, and Bo was going crazy.
Not the turn I was expecting today. So what else you got to say, Steve? I can't imagine you wanted to talk about Canes-Michigan game.
This is where, but like I said, first time listening to you guys. So, hey, this is where it comes in when you have a pool in your backyard. Enjoy. But I just want to reach out to you guys and bring up that Miami Hurricanes-Michigan Wolverines game.
Wow, that is really
one for the ages. God bless you guys.
Interesting. That hurt. Definitely. I'm sorry. That's not how I expected that to go.
That took a turn.
I apologize.
Now I have to order lunch. Huh. It makes me feel better.
Brady Tkachuk, this is from Jameson Olive, Panthers.com. He says, Brady said he didn't even reach out to Dmitry Kulikov to try and get number 7 Florida. Quote, I have too much respect for Cooley. He picked number 8 because he likes single digits and his dad wore it at the end of his career.
Cool.
Yeah, Kulikov's been here forever. You're not taking his number.
Here's the deal. Like, I think some guys get caught up with the number.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys don't. I didn't get caught up in it. Although I will say this. I wore one number my whole life until I got to Minnesota. And
even in Little League?
Huh?
Even in Little League?
Yeah.
Wow.
High school, college, NFL. I only wore one number. And when I got to Minnesota, it wasn't even a thought. I said, who has 33? It was Harold. My boy Harold. And I was like, "Nah, go ahead. I'm good. It didn't mean that much. Like it that's your number. Like fans are gonna come to games and go, oh, didn't that used to be Harold's number? I don't want that."
Brady Tkachuk says, "I wish the season starts tomorrow."
Oh boy,
he's amped up.
Say, yeah. Who gets in a fight first? That should be on. On
Kelce.
Yeah. Who gets in a fight first, Brady or his brother, or Matthew?
Brady.
Brady does?
Bob punched Brady Tkachuk one time.
Bob, who doesn't get mad at anything.
Bob punched Brady Tkachuk one time. Like, he's a menace. Clarence, what's up, dude?
Hey, how y'all doing?
You tell me, buddy.
Long time listener.
Thanks, buddy.
Boy, listen, we banked, Tobin. I was up early in the morning with you, Tobin, on the live YouTube when you was getting out the news, Tobin.
Man.
I was up with you, Tobin. I was one of your viewers.
Goosey's, dude. Listen, thanks for tuning in.
Listen, Tobin, right now, I think I seen what Barry Jackson say. We what, $209 million into the cap right now?
Yep.
If I ain't mistaken. So what we can only do, mid-level, we only concern what, mid-level people? That's a question.
Well, we could do mid-level. They're probably going to try and lower Andrew Wiggins' salary. I would guess that they're going to try and do multiple years. I don't know if that's going to take 2 or 3 for him.
That'll create more space.
That'll get more space. And then they could do a sign-and-trade with Norm if Norm doesn't want to stick around here. And then it's going to depend what they do. I mean, like, look, they don't have to keep Davion. I mean, they could find a cheaper option or package him and Nico, but the problem is you don't have a ton of picks left. I mean, I guess they could do swaps, but that's going to be interesting. So I do think there are other levers to pull right now, but there's no doubt that Andy Ellsberg's got work to do. But here's the thing. They've been knowing about this since the trade deadline. Like, they've been knowing what was going to be ahead of them and the situations ahead. So I got faith in them, man. They got the big one. That was the big thing. Get the big one.
I'm going to say this because I know, the Citibank is sighted. You know, we're a major league city, so we needed a big star. Mm-hmm. You know, Bam is quite a fella, but Bam ain't the superstar that, like, can carry a team like Jimmy did. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You have a different kind of superstar. Bam is that, like you say, that the high go in the Oscar, like the co-actor, you know, the one on the side.
Yeah.
Not the main actor, but the co-actor. I'm going to say this. I don't worry about Pat Riley finding shooters. We just, every year, we just really sunk them seven first-round picks, Tobin.
Yep.
If you look.
Yeah.
Because all those guys were first-round picks. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I know, and none of those guys was, you know, the big star that we needed, but they was trade material. So I know it's easier to get the role players than it is to get the big star. Now
I think, and I think that's probably why, because of Jakachonis' shooting, if they were going to play him, and he's very confident in his shooting. That was the one thing that stood out last week when I spoke to him. But I think that's probably why he was the last piece they really didn't want to part with, even though I think Pell is probably more of a contender piece ready because he could defend, he can plan to fit in the role.
Tobin, that is. See, right now, as the roster constructed, I think the strength of our team right now as today is, it's a hell of a defensive squad.
Yes.
It's a hell of a defense, and that's what you want. Now, like you say, if you can move a piece, because you out of the five, the top five they say start, they ain't even had Pella in there. Pella a two-way player.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So you got that. So I'm with moving Wiggins for a shooter, a real shooter. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, although Wiggins did shoot really well last year, best year of his career.
Okay.
So I will say, like, that really did stand out. But I appreciate it, Clarence. Thanks for the call, man.
I think Wiggins is the epitome of what Heat want at that position.
I agree.
A D, a three guy, a guy he can also take guys off the dribble. He's not just a guy who can just shoot. He's a multi-layered player that helps. And you can move around in what you need at that moment. So he's very – I think if there's anybody that I think they need to re-sign, I would say it's Wiggins over Powell.
I would agree. Because I think that they could find something else there.
Right.
And, look, I understand Norm. I just want to say, I know Norm – you know, the wheels fell off at the end of last year. He got hurt. They played that crazy pace, which, you know, he's already had lower body issues before.
Mm-hmm.
He was really good, especially with Tyler out.
And then
I think
as soon as he got hurt.
Yeah. And then was uncomfortable with, you know, Hero's now in the role. It was a weird spot. So I give Norm a bit of a break there. But I also will say this. I don't blame Norman Powell for wanting to get paid. This is you're coming off an all-star season. Did you see what? We haven't talked about this.
No. Dude. Let me do it. The reason why the Washington Wizards are the Washington Wizards, because they paid $212 million for a garden gnome.
That's a lot.
There, I said it.
Dan, did you see how much money they gave him?
That's $212 million.
He's getting paid $50-plus million.
Wow. Insane.
Was
if he held up a light in my grass, I wouldn't be able to see the light. That's how short he is.
Was he turning down the 200 for $100? Like, no.
Listen, we better get trained. We better get trained. Like, Atlanta's like,
So if I'm Norman Powell and I'm like, I got to be at least worth 30. I got to be, right?
Like, I'm a foot taller than him.
I got to be, right? That's crazy.
I knew where you were going.
Speaking of a lot of money, this is a tweet from Tim Reynolds. I assume this is a quote from Bill Zito. It says the Panthers, quote, continue to evaluate every single day when it comes to their team and Sergei Bobrovsky's status as well. There was a report yesterday. This is crazy. I saw this from Dave Hyde. Dave Hyde, no longer with the Sun Sentinel, unfortunately,
because
they're idiots for that move. And I like the Sun Sentinel. I love Ira Winderman. That's why I have my have the subscription there. But I mean, getting rid of Dave Hyde, crazy. So Dave wrote on his Substack yesterday, and I this was another one where I had to look at it. And I'm like, really? And I have no reason to believe Dave Hyde doesn't have this stuff right. Like, he's good on this stuff. And also, Dave Hyde is you know, probably the only guy in town who's probably talked to Sergey Bobrovsky more than me, you know,
right,
outside of like a beat guy.
Yikes.
But Dave, in his story, had the he reported Sergey Bobrovsky's contract demand, and I can only sit here and respect it. I can only sit here and respect it.
And say, it's nice knowing you?
Well, I mean, like, obviously he's not going to get that much money, but this was, he wrote, the Panthers trade with the Ottawa, Florida Panthers general manager, Bill Zito's on another level. You knew that already by watching the past 5 years, including two Stanley Cups. The Panthers changed into a championship franchise the moment he walked in the door in 2020. Zito had two major decisions this offseason. One, whether to give in to Sergei Bobrovsky's demand of making him the highest-paid NHL goalie, topping New York Rangers goalie Igor Shesterkin's average of $11.5 million a year by a lot. Bobrovsky, 38, went into the offseason wanting a three-year contract worth $14 million a year, according to a source. The Panthers have shown no indication of giving that, giving anything close to that.
In other words, they didn't even call him back, right? You say, "Hey, Bob, what do you want? Here's my demands." Okay.
14 a year. I thought it was going to be
Let's
half
go get Brady Tkachuk.
I thought half of that was going to be the sweet spot.
This is the thing that drives me crazy about you. You try to make a player in any sport take what you have instead of understanding how these players demand money.
Well, in fairness to me, I think that's probably what his market's going to be at. I don't think.
Okay, you think that?
I would be surprised if somebody pays him $10 million a year.
Really?
Yeah, it would be.
I'd go on a little. I think he gets $10 million a year.
Look,
with the demands of that position,
mm-hmm.
and you seeing how many teams have been plagued by bad goalie play at the most pivotal times, and you see what Bob has done, like 3 years, $30 million. Yeah, he can
well,
get that.
Like the sweet spot is whatever the finagling is he wants around 40, right? Because we had the other report that said he wanted like 42 over 6. So it seems like Bob wants something in the range of like $40 million. However you do it.
Okay.
That's the number. But I don't know what the Panthers are comfortable with.
If they do a 6-year deal and he gets his $40 million, but it only averages out to like that's not like – it's the $40 million.
I'm really gonna be sad if we see him.
No,
go.
You're not. You move on.
No, I'm not.
You move on.
I'm not okay.
You move on.
I'm not gonna be okay, dude.
You know what? I was sad when Baltimore shipped me out. I was sad. I really loved that organization. But guess what? I got over it. You'll get over it. You know why? Because soon as one of the Tkachuks punch somebody in the face, you'll be like, ah, hockey's back.
No, look, they're going to be a fun team. But like Sergei Bobrovsky was sitting here and he gives the Liam Neeson pay cut. No.
Yeah, but like, can I just tell you that's the one thing that happens, right? As you get older, like you think what you're thinking you're going to do and what the team's expecting of you. Right? It's two totally different things.
I just think, yeah, I think from his, you know, organizations are always scared of this, and you're him, and you're like, dude, I'm like Messi. I'm going to age gracefully. I'm going to have this incredible year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're obviously terrified of that because they think that, you know, and I know that they felt like everybody is taking discounts. It is goalie, so they get paid a little bit more. But, you know, there are reports from, who was it? It was... what's this fella's name? Elliot Friedman from NHL Network. He's like, it's unlikely he's going to be back. There's a lot of Toronto Maple Leafs buzz around him too.
There's a lot of teams that say an average Bob is better than what we have.
I'm not going to be okay with this.
Now, I will say this. Somebody who puts Bob in net better have a reputable defense in front of him. You can't just – he's not going to be the goalie that you can just take 50 shots a game and think he's going to just shut everybody down. Mm-hmm. We saw that here. But if you have a really good defensive plan in front of him, he's going to make you two or three of the greatest saves you've ever seen and during the course of a game.
The best. Let's see here. Tariq, what's going on, dude?
Yes, sir. What's up, Toads, man?
All right, buddy.
Good, man. Big fan from Miami, man. I just got one thing I want to hear from you, man. Tell me about Jovich, dude. Tell me about Jovich. Where did he elevate his game, bro?
He better. Listen, he just arrived with Team Serbia. All right, I saw him hobnobbing. You know, he's hobnobbing with Luka last week. That's something to keep an eye on, too. I mean, if this Luka Lakers thing doesn't work out, maybe he teams up with Giannis. That's another story for another day. But you know, he's back with Team Serbia. They got a new coach, all right? They got rid of that curmudgeon. They got somebody a little younger. Maybe he could speak to him a little bit more. And he's back. And Joker's there. Joker's there for the qualifiers, too, which is surprising. But Serbia is in a place right now, Leroy. They were shamed in the Eurobasket. They were beat by Finland. And, you know, Finland, losing to Finland in the Worlds is one thing in hockey. Basketball.
Yeah.
Surprising. So, Jovich, dude, needs to bounce back because we got Giannis, dude. And you got Giannis. You can't be sitting here just being a fat cat left and right. So he better pull his weight.
For sure. For sure, man. Appreciate it, man. That's all I wanted to hear, man.
All right. See you, buddy. Take care.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Being a real Peter Pan today. You all right?
Yeah.
How's your mind? How you doing these last few days, huh?
He's not doing well.
It's like, dude, I ain't gonna lie. Been kind of empty in the house. It's quiet. The dogs don't even, they just lay around.
Are the dogs okay? Or are they just like, oh.
One dog lays in front of her room, just looks in.
Luna?
No. Zeus? Dre.
Wait, what about the turtles?
Oh, no, she got rid of the turtles a long time ago.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, they were too big. She had one turtle. It was like she found him when he was like a quarter.
These are my turtles, Kofi Link.
And now it was like a. It was like the size of a saucer. Like, it didn't fit. She had to get rid of him. And then, I mean, kind of tragic, really, because she let him go in the little pond, and then,
No.
they started, like.
That's tough. Tough life to be a turtle.
Yeah, you should have called.
They're petrified. Like,
yes!
A turtle, like, we got some turtles that are right next to, I got, like, a bum-ass canal kind of next to my house. Like, one of those, like, where they
Yeah, in the back where they drain their water. Yeah.
But the turtles love it. And, like, anytime they hear a footstep, boom, they're out.
But
I'll tell you another thing about these fat-ass turtles. So let me tell you something. I try and go fishing every once in a while. You know, we got some, like, sunny fish in there and whatnot. These damn turtles, because I'll eat it.
They eat the bait.
Yeah. A couple more turtles than I'm like, hey, I don't want you on here. And then I'm going to get my finger bit by them. They got all that algae on their shell, Dan Day. You got to watch out, dude. Have to watch out for those turtles.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Well, you guys probably in the in Louisiana got those snappers.
Oh, we got all kinds of stuff. Like, first of all, fishing in New Orleans is not like fishing everywhere else. Because half of the fish you catch, you can't eat.
No.
Gar. Right. You got to go, if you want to get fish that you can eat, you got to go in the Gulf.
I don't think you understand the level of pollution in Louisiana, too. Even dude, if it's edible, you can't fish. Eat it. It's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle fish, man.
Right. Dude, I'm telling you.
This one has three
it's
eyes.
It's like, and then if you go to, like, Lake Pontchartrain and fish, every other thing you catch is an eel. Like, it's crazy. Like, it's, no. Like, you're fishing for the camaraderie of whoever you're fishing with. You ain't fishing to eat.
Julian says, Tobin, why are you fat-shaming turtles? They're ruining my fishing. Fat-ass turtles.
And now, it's the opposite in the Everglades. Because in the Everglades, whatever you catch, there's always going to be somebody going to say, you going to eat that?
You know, I'll take it. Something tells me it might have been Schmeathen, but back when I had access to the text line, somebody said that Tobin looks like a thick snapping turtle. And I was just like, you mother bleeper. That was in my head for like days. And it probably was Schmeathen on the phone line.
Man, that really got to you?
It really got to me. Aww. I was like, what the hell does that mean, thick snapping turtle? And then I kind of like looked at it.
I can see it. Yeah.
Sexy Sauce says, we have alligator snapping turtles here too. We do?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Probably in the Everglades though, right? That's where they are?
The Everglades is hit or miss. You might catch a bass. You might catch one of those garfish. You could catch a whole lot of stuff.
Crazy, man. Taking calls, celebrating the Heat, getting Giannis. Brady Tkachuk being introduced as a Panther. I think they just wrapped that puppy up. We should get some sound from that later on today. Zachary, what's up, man? What do you want to say?
Yo, what's up, Tobin? Huge fan of Got Giannis. They snapping turtles crazy, dude. That's so funny, bro. I'm sorry, dude. That's so good.
I'm glad my trauma could bring you laughter.
Yeah.
But, dude, I'm happy we got Giannis. I have a question. I was wondering if you know, are we going to get any insight into what happened Saturday when it seemed like something was brewing and then there was just silence for a day? Because that messed me up. I was like, oh, fuck. I thought Boston might have gotten it.
I got to dump in there, Zachary. I appreciate that you got very emotional there, dude. Listen, I don't know what happened. I think one thing that happened with these deals. Well, I'll tell you one thing that seemed to happen yesterday. It seemed like we were just waiting. I know that Shams had said yesterday that they were awaiting him just to travel. I think they were waiting for him to get back here. Not for a physical or anything like that, but I think they wanted him to physically land. Because he had like this very, deep quote about like trusting God and on Instagram. And then like we were just waiting. And it seemed like we were just waiting for him to land.
Right.
I don't know what happened Saturday. It seemed very much like there were a lot of teams. Maybe these were teams that were trying to get in on the deal, because the more teams that are in on a deal, the more teams that can leak to people. But I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I think now that you – and let me just say this. There were people that were saying the Jaylen Brown deal was better. At no point in time, if you move off your superstar, do you want to try to bring in another superstar? Every player, every team that has ever done that, that I've been around, right? If they get rid of their superstar, they rebuild with picks and young players.
Right.
And so it was amazing to me how this was even a thought. And somebody put out there that, oh, they're considering – and to be honest with you, it almost sounds like the Bucks did it.
Yeah, like we've mentioned the Kawhi thing a couple of times, but the difference with the Kawhi move is the Raptors were perennial Eastern Conference contenders. They just couldn't beat LeBron.
So, yeah, there's one thing to get over the hump and saying, we're going to go all in for this one year. If it doesn't work out, fine.
Or, Kat and Julius Randle. Like you kind of right. Need a one-for-one there. No, listen, obviously the Knicks won that trade. I mean, geez, Louise.
Right.
Julius Randle. I think he's back in New York.
Other team.
Clayton, what's going on, man?
What's up, y'all? Look, first off, I want to say shout out to the Twitch fam. What's going on, y'all? And then I want to give a shout out to the African nations real quick in the World Cup, man. Like, unbelievable. They've been showing up, showing out. The fans have been great. My Bahamas will never make it, so I would go for U.S. after the teams in England. But that real quick. That being said, the Giannis move, it's a great move. It's exciting. You know, of course, you know, I'm sad to see our guys go a little bit, but, you know, it's for the better. You know, if the Dolphins would have traded Travis Minor for LaDainian Tomlinson, I would have been a little bit sad, but I ain't going to be mad about it. You know, we've never failed when we got the big fish. We always get to at least the finals. So that's going to happen. Now, real quick. Next year, 2027-28, I think, Drew Holiday has a player option. Can we put him next to Off-Night and have a little backcourt, you know, defensive duo?
I mean, I suppose he could. He's getting up there a little bit, but I'm sure they could. He's always one of those guys that seems to breed winning. Like even Portland was pretty damn good this year.
I think we need a true, to be honest with you, a true two guard. Somebody who can score the basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with all the other pieces that you have.
Jaden Ivey has offered his services from after his whole ordeal with the live streams. He says,
you know what's crazy, though? What's crazy is that, believe it or not, Tyler would fit on this team better than he fit on any other Heat team they had, because he wouldn't be required to play a whole bunch of defense. They wouldn't ask him to do it. Just go out and score the basketball.
I don't disagree with that. I think, if the Heat would have had another salary to trade, would that have been a thing? Maybe.
Right. But, he could do what he does. I think one of the things we say when we talk about all of the guards that are just pure scores, and we say they don't play any defense, and you've pointed out there's a lot of guys out there that all they do is score. They don't play defense.
Mm-hmm.
Those teams have put an excellent defense behind him so that the Jalen Brunsons of the world don't get caught off guard or don't get abused, right? Whereas if you look at the Heat, we didn't have that luxury. So every time you had a scoring guard like Tyler or Norm, what did they do? Single him out.
His biggest issue is he can't stay healthy. Like that's the other thing is you couldn't have brought him back for another year and you're still dealing with more foot stuff, you know?
Oh, man.
Hopefully he
goes. I got to tell you. I have a feeling if this foot thing is a real problem, that they're going to be looking at us like we looking at the Terry Rozier thing.
Well, they might get Malik Beasley. That could be one.
Oh.
Because he's been missing in action.
All right. Well, go ahead. Say your phrase.
For the cheapskies, of course. For the cheapskies, dude.
You think every NFL player, every NBA player, every Major League Baseball player is out there doing his job for the cheapskies?
Yeah, the NBA, the minimum is $3 million, so nothing is really for the cheapskies. Carlos, what's up, man?
What is up, man? Let's go Heat. Hey, I got to say, before I say anything else, I think Tobin deserves 3 points. For how he's dealt this whole trade talks with Giannis.
Thank you.
Man, he's been very even keel for Tobin's standard. He's been very even keel. He's a smart guy right there. He needs all the love. Miami, thank Tobin right there for everything.
Thank you, Carlos. Thank you. I don't get enough praise or thanks, so that means a lot, the gratitude, especially from, you know, your so-called friends and coworkers, you know. But I appreciate you saying that. Thank you. I've worked on myself.
Oh, of course, man. Of course. Keep doing your thing. Leroy, keep doing your thing.
You've worked on yourself.
Yeah, I've worked on myself.
Stop feeding this man, please.
What?
People recognize it. You don't recognize it, but people recognize it.
What just happened?
I do want to say also, I am hearing, not sure if there's any truth to it, but I think we're going to be hearing one more big move from Pat coming soon.
He's awake.
Yeah, so there's one more move. That's what I'm hearing so far. But, I mean, again, from everything we've heard all last week, it could be something, it could be nothing, like Tobin likes to say. We'll see. All I know is I trust in Tobin, so that's how I'm going to end my call.
Thank you. Thank you, Carl. I trust in you.
You sent him.
I don't know that man. I don't know that man.
Dude.
What? I have worked on myself. You would agree. I've been much more even killed. I was super mature during this entire chase. All right, no whale sounds up until we got him. I was super mature. All right?
That's not being mature.
It is.
You know what that is? That is a situation where you're trying to do the negative Nancy thing.
I wasn't doing negative Nancy.
You know where? You know how like a fan will say, woe is me, woe is me. Ah, we won! I told you it was going to happen.
I think
that's what you did.
You might have been a little superstitious in there, not wanting to mess things up.
Well, yes. I didn't want to get my hopes up because my heart had been broken. Have you ever guarded your heart, Dan Day?
He was like, nothing good ever happened.
You know what? Guard your heart sometimes.
You know what the difference between me and you is? I can take a situation and, like, this situation here, I evaluated for what it was, right? There's no way that a team is going to get rid of their superstar and sign up another superstar that they can't build around without assets or draft picks.
Right.
Why would you do that? It made no sense. But for some reason, all the dum-dums out there thought it was a possibility. As a reasonable person, I'm like, make it make sense to me. Make that make sense to me. You can't make a Jaylen Brown trade make sense to me. So I was good with saying, hey, I think the Miami Heat have the best deal.
All right, let's hear
you on the other hand, it's the same thing with the Miami going to the playoffs.
Well, so?
You were the same way. Everybody called me negative. Oh.
Well, I just didn't want to have your sources leak. That's all. I was being a good friend.
And see, here's what I hate about this. You always have a slithering way of getting out of the reality of what that situation was.
I was being a good friend.
Okay.
Protecting you. Mm-hmm. You know,
just like you've worked on yourself.
It's kind of like we're kind of like a couple
you've
of
worked on.
We're
yourself.
Like a couple of wrestlers, you know. I'm like body slam, you know, and so we make it look good for the crowd. That's what I was doing with the playoff thing. Hey, Richie.
Hey, Hey, Tobin, how you doing today, my man?
Pretty awesome, dude. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm happy for you, man. I'm really happy. Man. I called in to be happy for you and your stinking Heat fans interrupting my championship party.
That's over now, dude.
Nonsense.
Enjoy it. You had your window has closed.
Nothing with
your
Giannis.
Window is closed, my friend. Sorry.
What window?
Enjoy you that
got,
asterisk
hey,
title
you
of yours.
A point guard? Where's your point guard at?
Doesn't matter. We'll find one, dude. Did you have a big man?
One?
No. You had Carl Anthony Towns fall on the back of your lap, you know?
Just look at the champions and try to do it like the champions, okay, you losers?
All you
goodbye,
needed was the
talking.
Dumbest team in the history of basketball to win a championship. The stupid San Antonio Spurs couldn't hold a double-digit lead to save their life, you bum.
I always look forward to his phone calls. So
you
funny.
Knew it was coming.
They're so good.
You knew it was coming because guess what? It's probably the only thing that would make people forget about, yeah, and the Knicks won the championship. We got Giannis. It didn't even last long.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.